This is pretty simple, actually. I think you have four quarterbacks in camp. Who should start? The one that they determine is the guy that gives them the best chance to win a football game. If that turns out to be Joe Flacco, that's who it turns out to be. If it turns out to be Kenny Pickett, that's who it turns out to be. Which guy, if they're going to expose anybody to waivers, which one should it be? The one who they think has the least amount of upside. I mean, it's all real clear. But fandom doesn't allow you to sometimes to check all that at the door. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's okay. That's okay. But, you know, if one guy looks really good and the other guy doesn't look good and under different circumstances, that's just let's give it some time. You've got three preseason games. You'll see plenty of the young quarterbacks. Might see a little bit of the veteran quarterbacks.
Refresh me on the stat you had last week, which I thought was fantastic.
Uh-oh.
Talking about number of quarterbacks in the league that were drafted after the first round that are playing.
Oh.
Or starting, is that what it was?
I think it's three.
Three? I think you're right. I think it's only
Brock
three.
Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and Dak Prescott, I think. I think that's it.
Sounds right. So my point here is, if you think one of the rookies is starting, are the Browns saying we really don't care about the season? We got to get these guys reps. If one of those two rookies is starting for more than, I don't know, eight games.
Russell Wilson too, by the way. Russell Wilson will be starter.
Oh, okay, so four?
Yeah.
Four.
But he wasn't drafted by his original team there.
If the Browns start one of these rookies week one, just be prepared to lose. That's all. I'm sorry, Jeff. You're putting a rookie out there. I know what we saw in Washington last year. Okay,
yeah, that's not your thought isn't fair either, because you left out one thing. The only thing you possibly left out is maybe that guy goes in and is the best quarterback in camp, and if he is, then you just start him. But I don't think that's been the case so far. All indications are Joe Flacco has been the best quarterback in camp so far.
Right,
and followed by fill in the blank. It's tough to say because Kenny Pickett has, you know, been down a little bit with that hamstring.
Right. It's Daryl Ryder yesterday was on his show with Nick Padone. And Daryl said some stuff that like got folks all fired up. So I want to hear the first one. He talks about what's the first one here, Meredith? Gabriel in a bad spot. Is that what it is? That's the first one. Okay, let's hear that.
They're putting him in a bad spot. You're forcing me to evaluate this kid like he's a first-round pick. He's not. He's a third-round pick, okay? But I'm having to look at him through the lens of he's a first-round pick. It's clear that you're trying to prepare him to play this year. And I think that that is a grave mistake. He's not ready for it. I am evaluating him not as a third-round pick. I'm evaluating him as a guy who they're giving first-team reps right out of the gate. Every day, this guy is first up. Occasionally, it's Joe Flacco. But every day, it's Dylan Gabriel first up. Why?
They clearly love him because he's smart, because he goes into the meeting rooms, and I'm sure he blows them away. And that's what this regime is. It's computers. It's spreadsheets. It's in the classroom. I understand that they really like the kid's intangibles and that he probably is a really good leader and that he's intelligent. Like, that's all really good, promising things to hear. That doesn't equate to winning football games, but they kind of think that it does.
All right, first of all, please, when you respond, don't kill the table, Jeff, because I see where it's broken, where Daryl was there yesterday, and there's some duct tape
over here that was taken care of.
Yeah.
It always works for better radio when you slam the table.
Oh, for sure.
Here's the thing. Daryl was right. They're asking Gabriel to do different things than they are asking Shadur to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they like him better. And that was obvious on draft day, folks. They like him better.
But Jeff, let me give you the ultimate on this in this conversation. That's not fair.
And if Kenny Pickett's not there to take first-team reps because his hamstring, who's going to get the first-team reps? It's going to be Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel.
And if you know what Joe Flacco can do, why wouldn't you in practice? Hey, wait a minute. Let me guess. This is practice. Why wouldn't you give the reps to somebody who may have the opportunity to step out there? If they really think he's going to be a backup, you better have him ready.
These happen to be the guys who are at quarterback right now, so somebody's going to have to get the first-team reps, and it makes perfect sense to give them to the guy that you drafted higher than the other guy. Doesn't mean it's going to finish that way. That's just the way it is right now. You know, I've been conversing with somebody who's been watching practice like crazy and knows his football, and has said, yeah, they're asking him to do different things, and he's doing okay.
Shadur?
Okay. Dylan. But they're asking Shadur to do different things.
Okay.
They're asking Gabriel to do different things. And because of that, the person I mentioned that I was chatting with just flat out said, clearly they like him better because they're asking him to do more at this point than they're asking Sanders to do. And Daryl's right. They're trying to get him more ready to play. Well, you got four quarterbacks. None of them's a slam dunk. You want to try and get them all ready to play. That's what's going on now. If everybody can just cool their jets a little bit, let all these guys get on the field in a preseason game, and we'll figure it out. They'll figure it out, and we'll see. You know, maybe Gabriel goes out and looks terrible against the Panthers. Maybe Sanders goes out and looks terrible against the Panthers. At that point, we're all thinking, come on, Joe, come on, Kenny. But let's just let this go a little bit. I mean, it's way too early to make concrete proclamations. I mean, that's just way too early.
I totally agree with you. I just think people that think that there's going to be a fair competition, like this isn't set up to be fair. It's set up to be, you got two veterans and two rookies.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody jumps off the page and they're like, well, there's no question, we have to start this person, you would hope that's what they would do. But we also don't know, like I was listening to the analytic, or we were just talking about the analytics part of it, somebody said, you know, and it's like, okay, if analytics is telling you to do this, well, find out in practice. If you're going to make a mistake, find out in practice. Please don't wake up on game day and go, oh, we're going to implement this today, which they're not going to do. That's why, again, if you're a 3-win team coming off of last year, and I don't care how much security a head coach thinks he has, you're going to go with the guy that gives you the best opportunity to win. Unless ownership of the front office is saying, don't care, play the rookies, let's lose.
I just got a text from my buddy Jeff in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He says, find a report that says Sanders was bad. Face it, Sanders is going to be the starter by week 7. You know what I say to that? Great. Great. If he's the best quarterback, play him. Andy, that's all I want. Play the guy who gives you the best chance to win and who you think is going to be the best quarterback. I don't have a horse in this race.
I don't either.
I hope they play. I hope my ideal scenario would be one of the rookies is the best guy in camp. That's the best scenario because that means they've outplayed a guy in Joe Flacco who's a veteran, still can throw it, and who is 40 years old. Great. I hope somebody does. I hope somebody outplays Kenny Pickett. That'd be great. If Pickett outplays everybody else, that's great too. Play the best guy and let him figure it out. And the Browns coaching staff is figuring it out in the way that they've put together, which apparently is giving Dylan Gabriel more first team reps. That's okay. If they think Shadur is ready for all that, he'll get them. And going against a first team defense, Andy, that's good stuff too. That's good stuff.
Here's what I have a feeling Monday morning when we come back in here after that first preseason game happens, right? So then you get into the fourth quarter and Shadur is out there, without a doubt. And Shadur throws a couple really nice balls. Gage Lertivan, the one that Meredith thinks is awesome.
From Miami, in South Carolina.
Andrew Siciliano was the one who thinks he's awesome.
Okay, so and Luke Floria. Those guys end up with a touchdown or something in the fourth quarter. That's all we're going to hear about.
Best 5'8 recruiting or receiving crew in the league.
I mean, you're not going to hear anything other than people are like, oh, I don't understand. Why isn't Sanders starting? I saw those two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Please pump the brakes on heavy offensive numbers that we see in the third and fourth quarter.
Well, I was going to say, Andy, remember who they're playing against. It'll be the third and fourth string of a team that was really bad last year.